This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Shanning and Roshan. Now, the Ministry of Housing and Local Government is planning to mould Prabanan and Prima Malaysia into a national housing corporation to ensure a centralised and standardised housing industry for easy monitoring and enforcement, among other reasons, much like Singapore's Housing Development Board, or the HDB. So Minister Zuraida Kamarudin said the government's looking at ways forward for the corporation, where housing projects under the Education and Defence Ministries respect as well as Felda's new generation would all be consolidated and placed under Prima.
Meanwhile, she said the ministry had resolved some of the Prima problems, including its overhang and unsold units. Background, Prima was established under the previous government via the Prima Act of 2012 to plan, develop, construct and maintain high-quality housing with lifestyle concepts for the middle-income households in key urban areas, and is open to all Malaysians with a monthly household income between RM2,500 and RM15,000. Now, when Pakatan Harapan took over the federal government, it placed Prima under the Housing and Local Government Ministry.
So to understand if all this is possible, we have on the line with us Carmelo Ferlito, Senior Fellow at IDEAS. Thank you very much for joining us, Carmelo. Now, in your view, how effective is Singapore's HDB model in addressing the property needs of Singaporeans, and what makes it work?
Well, good morning, first of all. I have to say that in order to judge the effectiveness of HDB, we should decide from which perspective we have to look at it, because historically, of course, HDB played an important role in Singapore after World War II, when most of the Singaporeans were living in slums, and HDB started to operate slowly through also failures and different attempts. And what HDB is today, which is almost, let's say, a monopolist in the housing market in Singapore. So historically, surely it played a role due to very peculiar historical conditions. But HDB grew and developed at such a extent that nowadays, basically, because of the way in which HDB developed, there are no alternatives for the Singaporeans rather than living in an HDB flat.
And like you say, is that the only weakness regarding HDB program? Because it has successfully housed 78% of all Singaporeans, right?
Yeah, of course, if you look at the number, most of the Singaporeans are living in an HDB flat. However, is this necessarily good? Because it means also that basically there are no serious alternatives. The extent of operations of HDB became so wide and so big that private initiatives in that kind of market segment was wiped out, and HDB remained the only alternative for, let's say, middle-class Singaporeans for finding a shelter solution. Is this necessarily good? I'm not sure about that.
Carmelo, in our previous conversations, I think you've stated that you would want that private initiatives in Malaysia have been crowded out by government initiatives. So what are your thoughts on this consolidation under the ministry in this with regards to Prima? Positive, negative, or does it really move the needle?
I think that we have to wait for a while to see what practically this means. For sure, I'm positive on the fact that there is a reflection on Prima, that Prima, for what we know, it is not properly working, so we are looking for different solutions, and it's good to have this kind of reflection. However, I'm a little bit concerned when I read in Bernama News that the aim is to ensure a centralized and standardized housing industry. Try to replace housing industry with whatever other industry, chicken rice industry, automotive industry. Do we really want centralized and standardized industries in this country? I think that in the end it will be detrimental for the freedom of choice of the people.
But just curious, I mean, if the objective is one, and that is to house as many people as possible in an affordable manner, isn't centralization going to be the best method forward rather than allow for private initiatives to happen, which may then mean that pricing might not be as cheap?
You know, centralization has two main flaws. One is to be able to see what actually the people want. So a single mind or a single organism will never be able to discern which are the real needs. And the second flaw is limiting the freedom of choice. So that this is what actually happened in Singapore, which the centralized action of the government went to such an extent that, yes, it's true that everybody is housed in an HDB flat, but this is also because there are no real alternatives. And this becomes all the more true in the scenario of Malaysia, which is much bigger, complex, also at from a geographical perspective than Singapore.
So, Carmelo, if Prima does become the national housing corporation, how do you think it should operate? You know, what's your gauge? What's your gauge of what its mandate should be?
Yeah, this is very, very difficult to discern because we also have to find a way in which Prima would generate an income. Because if you have an economic activity, you have to pay people working for this organization, how the income is actually generated. We are only looking at taxpayers' money to finance these kind of initiatives. I think that it would be interesting if the activity of such a board are limited to study, to market research, to improve the legal framework, to study solutions, rather to have a real action in the market.
Thank you very much, Carmelo. And that was Carmelo Ferlito, Senior Fellow at the Institute of Democracy and Economic Affairs, better known as IDEAS, talking to us about Prima and the fact that it's the proposal to turn it into a national housing corporation. Now, Carmelo doesn't seem to be
very keen on
the idea of replicating the HDB model here in Malaysia, because as he points out, it is a monopoly in Singapore and it's crowded out all of the private initiatives that might otherwise have come up.
Yeah, Carmelo generally takes a free markets approach.
A laissez-faire, right?
Yeah, so he's very classical economics. And even when I've had a conversation with him on Ringgit and Sense about government, they do believe the government should be involved, but as a regulator as opposed to getting involved in business. And when we talked about rent property before, he believes that the problem was not that there was it was one, too bureaucratic to build affordable housing. And then two, because of the boom in premium housing, that's why everyone kept putting money there as opposed to looking at affordable housing. Now, the theory is that if you take away the bureaucracy involved in affordable housing and if there is a realizable market that developers would then go into that. And we're seeing developers actually starting to build affordable housing, though the definition of affordable housing is a different question altogether.
That's my point exactly, because I think if you just leave, and you all know I'm a capitalist, but I think that even then there should be some social housing, some kind of baseline affordable housing for people, and that's where the government steps in. So yes, maybe not like a complete monopoly on the scale of HDB, but some housing which is lower than the so-called private developer's definition of affordable housing, which is half a million ringgit, which is honestly out of reach for most Malaysians. So maybe some sort of in-between model is best for us.
Yeah, totally. Because yes, you don't want the government completely leaving. You want the government to lead the way and maybe build the model of what housing, national housing looks like. But you want to give choice. And a point he highlighted there is geographically, we've got a lot more land in Singapore. So maybe that's the key difference here. We shouldn't be modeling after the HDB program. We have different factors here and different considerations that we can and different advantages that we can employ.
I think for me, there are other interesting things that we could possibly take from how Singapore runs its social housing, because they do have a running. So the HDB works in conjunction with their UDA, their Urban Development Authority, and they do have very comprehensive things like renovation packages for its residents that after a certain number of years you qualify, and they are very efficient at their ethnic integration policy and how they move people around from one, say, an older HDB to a newer one. Overall, it's going to be interesting how Prima does proceed with this plan, how the Housing Ministry proceeds with it. But right now, we're heading into the 8 o'clock news, and after that, we'll be having the Breakfast Grill, where Wong Shaoning speaks with Patrick Chang, Chief Investment Officer of Principal Asset Management, and Alex Chia, Head of Regional Equity Research at RHB Group. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.